Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The second baseman, Cap Peterson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Fisher. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Taylor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Taylor. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. White steals second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Musial moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Javier moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Flood reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. McCarver moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson fields it and throws to second for the out. McCarver scores. Flood moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Groat moves to third. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Cepeda moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson misplays the ball. That's an error on Peterson. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. White reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Peterson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Keene reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peterson hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Giants 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Altman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peterson strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. White bunts towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Musial is walked intentionally. Duke Carmel pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bailey to Peterson covering second. The throw back to home, and Flood is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Keene is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.